The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Checking in at
number five.
Allegations of fraud are swirling around an aldermanic contest. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe here in Chicago. All connected to the House Speaker, Mike Madigan, in which a 13th Ward Alderman, Marty Quinn, is attempting to get his only challenger knocked off the ballot, 19-year-old David Krupa, a DePaul University freshman who's making his first dive into politics. He believes supporters of Alderman Quinn, does the kid from DePaul, and Quinn, of course, works for Madigan, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. has been using strong-arm tactics and dirty tricks to try to knock him off. At least the ballot. Maybe more. Do you realize to get on the aldermanic ballot, you only need 473 signatures?
Right, but they have to go through that approval process if they're challenged and that kind of thing, which could be, it can be hard. Because don't you have to get, what, triple? What's the rule? Triple in order to make sure.
Yeah, but Krupa got 1,700.
Okay, different.
But said before he even turned in his petitions that the guy who works for Madigan's supporters turned in affidavits from 2,700 people who said that they wanted to revoke their signatures.
How does that math work?
So you've got, all right, so you got 1,700 signatures, and now they got 2,700 people who said, hey, I signed that,
right.
And I'm going to revoke my signature.
So there's an extra 1,000 people that didn't sign it that want to revoke their signatures. Wait a minute.
They had to have been told that it was for something that it wasn't for, or coerced into doing it somehow. And we actually have a lot of people who messaged me and said that that was the case, that, you know, they only signed because they, it was brought to them 3 times a day for a week. I certainly believe that there's been election fraud committed, yes. If we get knocked off the ballot because of the election fraud that's happened here, we are 100% filing a federal lawsuit against Michael Madigan, Marty Quinn, and every one of their precinct captains. And we certainly need to show the machine that they can't just bully people around anymore.
This is a 19-year-old freshman at DePaul who drives a forklift part-time, and he's going up against the machine. At what point does he realize that's a pretty darn big battle?
Hey, kid, come here. We need to have a little talk over here, you know. Listen, I appreciate your, you know, you got guts. That's important. Now you're going to step away. We'll get you something. You want a forklift? I can get you on the... You want a forklift? I can get you a
street Streets job. And sand?
Yeah. What do you need? You want no work or no show job?
I give him all the credit in the world. He's just trying to raise issues that he thinks are important to his ward, and whoops!
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Well, what do you mean important to the ward?
But he says he's lived there. He knows what's important, and he wants to be, you know, civically involved. And he's a young kid who, or 19 years old, he's studying political science, and he wants to run for alderman for a reason.
He hasn't been jaded yet. He's too young.
I just, you know, we're rooting for you, David.
Wait, who's we? Rooting for him. What are we talking about?
He should be able to be on the ballot. I mean, at the very least.
Hey, wise guy. Gal, whatever you is. All right.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah. That's good. That's a Chicago move, man.
That is a great move. Thought it was dead, here it is.
Yeah. I mean, it exactly
gold
right.
Gold is brass. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you got to kind of wonder also. You know, that's got an interesting problem here, because that's not too far away from where Ed Burke is and all that. I mean, there's a lot going on there, over there in the southwest side of the city of Chicago. The southwest side of the city of Chicago has lived under the radar for a long time. Has it not?
Lived under, what did you say?
The radar.
Yeah, oh yeah. But it's such an important ward, if you think about it being Madigan's ward. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a number of, a crew of political workers who come out of that ward and mm-hmm. help in all things political.
Mm-hmm.
Very organized mm-hmm. there. Very mm-hmm. organized.
Mm-hmm. All right, checking in at
number four.
Reporters were called into the Oval Office this afternoon to witness a bill signing of the Bipartisan Iraq-Syria Genocide Relief Act.
I didn't realize that was the setting. It's even worse now.
Here's everything. I'm about to sign the Iraq and Syria Genocide Relief Act. I mean, it's sort of like, oh my God, what? Afterwards, the president said that his earlier meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer was very, very friendly. And in the spirit of giving, he offered his fellow New Yorker a special gift because he said Senator Chuck Schumer was still hurting from causing the last government shutdown.
We need protection. We need border security. We need security from drugs that are pouring into our country. They're coming in right through that southern border, and we need a wall. We need border security, and part of border security is a wall. So I don't mind owning that issue. I mean, Chuck's problem is that, you know, when we last closed down, that was his idea. And honestly, he got killed. And so he doesn't want to own it. And I said, you know what, rather than us debating who's owning it, I'll take it. I'll take it. If we close down the country, I will take it, because we're closing it down for border security. And I think I win that every single time.
Yeah. That may... There have been some stupid things that have happened in Washington. That may be one of the stupidest things I have heard. Is that he... The president thinks that the idea of border security, which the government... by the way, the president says it's been great this year. The border security has been great this year under his watch. So the rush to build the wall is clearly... political, right? Okay, fine. We all accept it. I understand. He wants to, you know, this is a big issue. And I get that in his core, in his core of support, it's, there's, you know, that's a, that is a big issue for them. However, it's not as big of an issue outside the 33%. And a government shutdown affects 100%. Everybody gets mad at a government shutdown. Everybody. So his idea of volunteering to stand behind a government shutdown in order for border security is a 66 1/3 wrong play.
Yeah, that's the math on it. I think the other part where he said, I'm proud to have a government, make a government shutdown happen for over border security.
Right. And if something bad happens in a government shutdown, he's proud to, you know, it's just, it's the, and I get it. It's negotiating. I get it. Listen, I'm not, that wasn't born yesterday. I'm not a baby. I'm from Chicago. I understood what happened in the first one, in number one that we just did. So I get it. But I understand politics, but I do not understand this kind of rhetorical way of you know, the president trying to be too cute by half by saying, well, no, this will be mine. I'm bigger than you are. I'll be responsible for it. When the whole thing is about how much money we're going to continue to spend. Do you realize we are at now a deficit of $1 trillion? Right?
Right, and true conservatives are concerned about that type of spending, deficit spending.
Yeah. And a year ago, or 2 years ago, for sure, 3 years ago, if you'd said to a Republican, it's $1 trillion, well, that's the end of the world. But the Republicans, having control of all three branches for the last 2 years, it's up to a trillion. Now, how does that work? And they say, well, government revenues are up 2% the last quarter. It's not going to cover it. I'm sorry. It's not going to cover it. The deficit is up 17% and revenues are up 2%. I just, you know, we made 2% more income. Oh, we spent 17% more money. It's not going to work. Somebody, who's got a brain? I know this is a fun reality show. I get it. It's really been fun to watch Donald Trump. It's been great for business. But please.
It has.
But please. We still got to run a country. Okay. I gotta go.
Very true.
Judy.
The most streamed song from the 20th century. Thank Something you. To put a smile on your face. Okay. Early morning, stay safe, stay connected with Morgan Kochmeyer's weather forecast, Sarah Gendra's traffic reports, all weekdays 4 to 6 on WGN-TV. Mike, morning news.
Mike, come on over. Mike Pence, come on over, Mike.
Where's Mike?
Somebody check Mike. Put a mirror under his nose. Might be dead.
Mike is blending into the furniture during the Nancy Pelosi Chuck Schumer face off in the Oval Office. Supposed to be a photo op, but turned out to be a lot more than that.
He was doing that thing where he was. It's like if you're stuck on an airplane or something and you have to go to the bathroom really badly and you try to go into a Zen state. That was the expression on his face.
Closed eyes,
right.
Leaning back away from the conversation, like,
no,
I'm not part of this.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It'll go away. It'll go away.
It'll go away.
All right, here we go. Top 5-5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a great basketball player, but he is not a genius. There's a frenzy, as he commented on Vince Carter's podcast. This.
We ever been to the moon?
Nope.
Nope. They're going to come get us. I don't think so.
Elon I'm Musk.
Sorry, I don't want to start the conspiracy.
They ain't been on the moon.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Steph Curry does not believe that we have ever gone to the moon. The whole thing was a hoax.
He's since been given an invitation from the Johnson Space Center in
Hold
Houston.
Hold on. Get it. To, read
oh,
ahead.
You get it. I'm not holding it.
Jim Bridenstine, the head of NASA, talked to TMZ Sports and said that the Golden State Warriors claim is absurd.
I think it's funny. I can't imagine he really believes that. It's outside the realm of what's possible.
So here's the thing. We didn't just go to the moon once. We went to the moon 6 times. And we did it from 1969 to 1972 with 6 different spots with 12 humans on the surface of the moon. And at the time, we were in a geopolitical struggle with the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union never once suggested that we didn't go to the moon. In fact, they congratulated us and they eventually joined us on the Apollo-Soyuz mission.
Well said.
So you might want to take that, Steph Curry.
And Kyrie Irving thinks Earth is flat.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in the NBA.
You know what's going on in the NBA? One and done. They don't have to go to school. That's what's going on in the NBA.
Number 2.
Really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Digital sales of this holiday classic have soared on the news. Some stations on the radio are scrapping it from their playlists. Dean Martin's version jumped 257% in the first week.
Wow.
But singer Ingrid Michaelson, who recently released her album, Songs of the Season, says the song should be nixed from playlists.
I think it was meant to be written as a coy sort of quote-unquote cat and mouse situation, which is kind of gross to me anyway, but that was how things were back then. That was the societal expectations of women, were to say no, but they really meant yes. It's triggering to a lot of women and men who have, you know, been forced to do things. So in my opinion, it should just be nixed from the from the playlists of the world.
We're going to play that cut for Dean Martin's daughter,
mm-hmm.
Dina Martin.
I can't wait to see
who's
going to
join us coming up in the next half hour.
Excellent.
And see how she reacts to that. I'm just going to run out of the way while we do that. She's feisty, Dina Martin is.
Good for her.
And finally,
number 1.
Stephen Colbert on John Kelly stepping down as White House Chief of Staff.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, though. None of us had as good a weekend as John Kelly, who is out as White House Chief of Staff. A great weight has been lifted from his shoulders now that Trump can no longer make him give him a piggyback ride. So I just want to say, sir, congratulations on a job. Well, done.
Perfect.
The top 5 at 5.